This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وأصلي وأسلم صلاة والتسليما يليقان بمقام أمير الأنبياء وإمام المرسلين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين صل اللهم وسلم وبارك على هذا النبي الأمين وعلى آله وصحابته الغر الميامين أما بعد جماعة المسلمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وقال ربكم ادعوني استجب لكم إن الذين يستكبرون عن عبادتي سيدخلون جهنم داخرين وقال تعالى وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب أجيب الدعوة الداعي إذا دعان فليستجيبوا لي وليؤمنوا بي لعلهم يرشدون وقال تعالى ادعوا ربكم تضرعا وخفية إنه لا يحب المعتدين صدق الله العظيم جماعة المسلمين three verses from the Holy Quran. In all three of these verses we find there is a hath where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not only encourages, but He implores us to turn to Him, to ask Him, to pray to Him, to seek from Him, to ask for Him, Jalla fi'ula. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has made a dua, us calling on Him, us praying to Him, us requesting from Him, He has made it the core of worship. As in the hadith of our beloved Prophet Muhammad, salawatu rabbi wa salamu alayhi, a dua mukhul ibadah. Dua is the core of worship. In another riwayah, a dua huwa al-ibadah. That dua is worship. Why? Because in dua, there is iftiqar. What is iftiqar? Iftiqar is need. Ana muftaqir. From the word faqr, to have nothing. And wallahi, we have nothing. Except what Allah has given us. We know nothing. Except what Allah has taught us. We are nothing. Except what Allah has made us. We can do nothing except that with which Allah has empowered us. And we can't even stay away from anything except from that which Allah has prevented us. So نحن مفتقرون. We are in need for everything. We are in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, Ya أَيُّوَ الناس أَنْتُمُ الْفُقَرَاءُ إِلَى اللَّهِ O mankind, you are all in need of Allah. Wallahu al-ghani al-hamid. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the one who is free of want. The all praise, Jalla fi'ula. Allah is the only one that is as-samad. As-samadiyya, being absolute, only belongs to Allah. As-samad, أي لا يفتقر إلى شيء وكل شيء يفتقر إليه. Allah is not in need of anyone or anything, but everyone and everything is in need of Allah. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to make dua. He wants us to express and acknowledge. Let's underline that word. Acknowledge that iftiqar. Acknowledge that need, that we are needy. And how do we acknowledge it? By making dua. By calling on Allah. The first verse in Surah Ghafir, verse number 60, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ أُدْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. Simple formula. Simple formula. And your Lord has said, call on me, pray to me, ask of me, request from me. وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ أُدْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. And I will answer that call. I will answer that prayer. I will grant that request. Then he's too proud to worship me. In other words, not asking Allah is an acknowledgement of not having a need of Allah. وَهَذَا عَيْنُ الْكِبْرِ. And this is the essence of pride. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, indeed, those who don't turn to me, who don't acknowledge that I am the one that fulfills all their needs, I am the one that grants all their requests, I am the one and only creator, protector, manager, controller, ruler, owner, guider, helper of everyone and everything in the heavens and on earth. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِي سَيَدْخُلُونَ جَهَنَّمَ دَاخِرِينَ. They'll be entered into the fire humiliated. Humiliated. Because they could do nothing for themselves. That's why one of the greatest du'as, كَنْزٌ مِنْ كُنُوزِ الْجَنَّةِ, a treasure from the treasures of Jannah, is لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. The Prophet ﷺ used to encourage the Sahaba to make a lot of this hawqala. What is it called? Al-hawqala. Like al-basmala, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. الاستعاذة أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين الحوقلة is to say لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. That there is no power, there is no might except that which belongeth to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we acknowledge that, then who can bring upon us harm? Who can cause for us benefit except for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? In that famous hadith, when our beloved Prophet Muhammad salawatu rabbi salamu alayhi, when he addressed Abdullah ibn Abbas and he said to him, Ya ghulam, inni u'allimuka kalimat. Oh my son, let me teach you some words. Ihfadillah yahfadak. Look after the commandments of Allah. Allah will look after you. He will protect you. احفظ الله تجده تجاهك. Look after the commandments of Allah. Allah will always be there for you. And here we're having a clear indication of what is the recipe for the istijaba. What is the recipe for the acceptance of our du'as? Is that we have to be making the greatest effort to be living within the boundaries that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set for us. Because you know that authentic hadith of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam about the man, مطعمه حرام ومشربه حرام وملبسه حرام. That which he's eating is haram, that which he's drinking is haram, that which he's wearing is haram. All of his income is haram. فَأَنَّ يُسْتَجَابَ لَهُ. But he's making dua. How is his dua going to be answered? Whilst he is disobeying, will look after you. Look after the commandments of Allah. Allah will always be there for you. وَإِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ. And after putting that forward, when you ask, only ask Allah. Jamaat al-Muslimin, if you want an English description for the Deen of Islam, Deen al-Tawheed, then the best English description I can give to you is perfect monotheism. Perfect. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدْ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. Why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make taqdeem of the maf'ulun bihi? Al al-fi'li wal fa'il. This is not how we speak normally. I don't say, brother, you I saw yesterday. I say, I saw you yesterday. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He makes taqdeem. He brings the object forward. Iyaka. Meaning you. Na'budu, we worship. So you, we worship. Wa iyaka, and you, nasta'een, we seek help from. Now there's a reason for this. When you bring the maf'ulun bihi and you put it in front of the fa'al and the fa'al, the du'a and the action, then what it does, it creates what we call hasr. And the opposite, of course, is understood by default. The Arabs have a saying, al-ashya'u tu'arafu bididdiha. Things are known by their opposites. Because had the ayah been na'budu iyaka, that we worship you, it opens up the potential for addition and conjunction, that we worship you and we seek help from you and. But by bringing the object and putting it in front of the verb and the doer, it cuts it off that you and you alone do we worship. And from you alone do we seek help. This is Deen al-Tawheed. This is perfect monotheism. We don't have to go via this way. We don't have to go via that one. We can call on Allah directly. Every dua in the Quran begins with Rabbana. Oh, our Lord. And every dua that our beloved Prophet ﷺ has taught us begins with Allahumma. Oh, Allah. Direct. Because this is ibadah. And we worship Allah and we worship Him alone. La ilaha illahu. There is none worthy of worship besides Him, Jalla fi'ula. And Jamaat al-Muslimin, when it comes to dua, we should never, ever, ever think that we are too sinful for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to hear our du'as. Never ever, Jamaat al-Muslimin. For indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He loves the mustaghfir. He loves the ta'ib. Lallahi afrahu bi tawbati al-abd al-mu'min min hadha bi rahilatihi. Remember the man who went into the desert with his camel and his food and his drink, and he laid down for a sleep. And when he woke up, his camel and his food and his drink was gone. And he feared that he was going to die. For 3 days he walked around. Now what must be happening? Dehydration is setting in. And he feels he's going to die. So what does he do? He lies down to die. And when he wakes up, there's his camel, his food and his drink standing over him. The Prophet at the end of the hadith, he says, Allah is happier with the repentance of his servant then this man is with his camel and his food and his drink. So we never ever think, no, my sins are too many, so I can't call on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I found one riwayah that when a person makes salah and he makes dua, Allah says, labbaik. Here I am, my servant. And when he gives zakah or sadaqah and he makes dua, Allah says, labbaik. Or when he fasts, and he makes dua, Allah says, labbaik. Or any ibadah, Allah says, labbaik. But when he sins, and he repents and returns to Allah, Allah says, labbaik, labbaik, labbaik. Allah loves the person that returns to Him and seeks His forgiveness. A beloved Prophet ﷺ confirms it when he says, kullu ibn Adam khata'un. Kullu ibn Adam khata'un. All of mankind are sinners. وَخَيْرُ الْخَطَّائِينَ التَّوَّابُونَ. But the best of those who sin are those who repent and return to Allah. In other words, the best of mankind are the mustaghfirin, are those that continuously seek the forgiveness of Allah and return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is also confirmed in the next verse that I made mention of at the beginning of the khutbah. In Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 186. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. Now you will hear many times in the Quran, يَسْأَلُونَكَ. They ask you, O Muhammad, صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. يسألونك عن الأنفال. Yes, the spoils of war. They ask you about that which is spent, etc., etc. They ask you about the moon, the new moon. الأهلة, plural of هلال. They ask you about the new moon. قل هي مواقيت للناس والحج. It is for the tell them, O Muhammad, صلى الله عليه وسلم. Tell them. They ask you, tell them. It is for the telling of the time and the days of Hajj. Why? Because we cite the new moon and that tells us that the new month is born. So there's this constant, they ask you, tell them. They ask you, tell them. Except in this verse. Except in this verse. Listen to this verse. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي. This is clear proof, Jamaat al-Muslimin, that when it comes to dua, there is no intermediary. When it comes to calling on Allah, perfect monotheism. إِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. And thee alone do we ask for help. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. And if they ask you, O Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, about me, not about الأهلة, المحيد, الأنفال, and الخمر والميسر. No, if they ask you about me, does he say فَقُلْ, tell them? لا. He says فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. Indeed, I am near. Not tell them I am near. Indeed, I am near. If they ask you about anything else, then tell them. But if they ask you about me, then indeed I am near. I answer the prayer of the one who is praying. Ujibu da'wata da'i idha da'an. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us to turn to Him, but only Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us to make dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us to raise up our hands. To lift up our hands. There's a beautiful hadith of our beloved Prophet Muhammad salawatu rabbi wa salamuhu alayhi, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inna rabbaka hayyun kareem, inna rabbakum hayyun kareem, says our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hayyun kareem. He is bashful and He is kind and generous. يستحي إذا رأى عبده رافع يديه أن يردهما صفرا خائبتين. أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. The meaning of the hadith being that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is bashful and kind and generous. He is bashful when he sees his servant raising up his hands to turn him away empty-handed and disappointed. Allah loves that iftiqar. When we are standing there begging and pleading, Ya Allah, Rabbana, Allahumma. And to make dua for everything. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يسأل أحدكم ربه حاجته كلها حتى يسأله شسع نعله إذا انقطع. حديث حسن. Our beloved Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم says in the hadith, and this is narrated by Anas ibn Malik رضي الله تبارك وتعالى عن, that our beloved Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, let one of you ask his Lord for everything that he needs. حاجته كلها. Let one of you ask your Lord for each and every single one of your needs. Everything. Wallahi, never underestimate the power of dua, Jamaat al-Muslimin. Never underestimate the power of dua. أنا عند ظني عبدي بي. I am to my servant as they think of me. If you turn to Allah with yaqeen, and you acknowledge that Allah is the all-powerful, He will show you His power. The one and only sustainer, He will show you His sustenance. The one and only protector, you will feel and know His protection. Jalla fi'ula. I am to my servant as he or she thinks of me. So let them think whatever they want. Let them think, in the one riwayah, let them think whatever they want. Listen to this hadith. La yas'alu ahadukum rabbahu حاجته كلها. Let one of you ask his Lord for all his needs, without exception. حتى يسأله شسع نعله إذا انقطع, even for his shoelace or bootstrap when it is broken. Even for his shoelace, we know it is a shoelace, or bootstrap, or like a sandal, the thing that comes between the big toe and the toe next to it. Even if that breaks, Allah wants us to turn to Him and ask Him to grant us a badil, to grant us an exchange, perhaps another one, perhaps a new one. And then to be pleased with whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts out for us. Remember the dua, and always remind myself of this dua, the dua of Sayyidina Umar. We must also be careful what we ask for. Be careful what you wish for. Sayyidina Umar, what did he ask? He said, Allahumma la tukthir li min ad-dunya fa atgha wa la tuqlil li minha fa ansa fa innama qalla wa kafa khayru mimma kathura wa alha. Oh Allah, don't give me too much of the dunya so that it causes me to go astray. And don't give me too little so that I neglect my responsibilities. For indeed that which is small in amount but suffices is better than that which is large in amount and leads me to evil devices. So be careful what you wish for. What did Fudayl ibn Iyad, Abid al-Haramain, what did he say? The person that wishes for a lot of wealth is wishing for a long court case on the Day of Judgment. وَمَا لُكْ مِنْ أَيْنَ اكْتَسَبْتَ وَفِيمَا أَنْفَقْتَ. Your money, where did you get it from and how did you spend it? Doesn't mean, in Islam, money is not the root to all evil. The love of money, yes. But wealth, if a person understands the responsibility of it, can be their ticket to Jannah. But that's another topic for another time, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Right now we are speaking about dua. Mashru'iyatu dua. When can we make dua? How can we make dua? Allah, we should be making dua all the time. Except when we go to the toilet. We can't make dhikr or dua in the toilet. But all other times we should be making dua. Either a dua al-muqayyad or a dua al-mutlaq. Two types of dua. A dua al-muqayyad. Restricted dua. Restricted to a certain act. For example, our beloved Prophet ﷺ has taught us what to say when we go to sleep. Has taught us what to say when we wake up. Has taught us what to say when we eat. Has even taught us what to say when we go to our wives. Subhanallah. A sunnah al-kamila. The complete, comprehensive lifestyle of our beloved Prophet Muhammad salawatu rabbu salamu alayhi. That is a dua al-muqayyad. And we should stick to that. A dua al-muqayyad. For those certain actions, we should follow that sunnah and make that dua. But then you have a dua al-mutlaq, which is dua that we can make at any time, for anything. And there's no restriction on that. There's no restriction whether you want to put your hands down or you want to raise your hands up. We just heard now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is bashful to reject our dua when we put our hands up, begging Him and pleading with Him and asking Him. Jalla fi ula. And every second or nanosecond of that dua, of that iftiqar, of acknowledging that we indeed, this is ibadah. This is worship. And this is the ultimate expression of perfect monotheism of tawheed. Us acknowledging that we worship Allah and don't associate any partners in His worship. And we ask none but Him for all our affairs, for all our needs. Now, Jamaat al-Muslimin, there's one time that we are not able to make dua. I said we cannot make dua. We mustn't make dua in the toilet. You go into the toilet, you make dua. Allah mean you to become an al-khabithi wal-khaba'ithi min ash-shaytani al-rajim. You come out, alhamdulillah alladhi adhaba anni al-adha wa afani. SubhanAllah, we must be conscious of this dua. One of the worst, I don't know about you, but one of the worst things for me is constipation. Ma'ad Allah. I seek refuge in Allah. When you go to the toilet, you come out. What do you say? All praise and thanks is due solely to Allah. Alhamdulillah. Al-istighraqiyya. Kullu hamdin. All praise and all thanks. Lillah. Lam al-istihqaq. Due solely. Even for that. Even for being able to go to the toilet. There have been stories of many a man with all the money they could hope for, but he couldn't go to the toilet. He was prepared to give all that money away. So what do we say? All praise and thanks is due solely to Allah, who has relieved me of all this detriment and granted me good health. So we don't make dua on the toilet. Make dua before we go to the toilet. Make dua when we come out of the toilet. But there's a time where we are not able to make dua. And when is that? When we are dead. When we have left this world. إِذَا مَاتِ إِبْنُ عَادٍ إِنْ قَطَعَ عَمَلُهُ إِنْ قَطَعَ عَمَلُهُ إِلَّا فِي ثَلَاثٍ. His actions are all cut off if he dies, except for three things: صَدَقَةٌ جَارِيَةٌ, a perpetual charity, وَعِلْمٌ يُنْتَفَعُ بِهِ, and knowledge that he leaves behind that other people benefit from, وَوَلَدٌ صَالِحٌ يَدْعُ لَهُ, and a pious child that makes dua for him. Why a pious child? Because a pious child will always remember their parents in their du'as. Especially those pious children that feel that they didn't do justice to their parents when they were alive. And do any of us really do justice? And there's two times that we can show mercy to our parents. When they're alive, how do we do that? وَخْفِدْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الظُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and lower out of humility the wings of mercy to them. That's when they're alive. And why the wings? Some ulama say, it's like when your parents need something, you mustn't walk or stroll or jog. You should fly to them to fulfill that need. So that's when they're alive. وَقُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. And say, oh Allah, shower mercy upon them as they were merciful with me when they raised me. At least after they have passed away. So in the hadith, the Prophet makes mention of al-walad al-salih. Does that mean that nobody else can make dua for them? No. But why al-walad al-salih? Because awla. You're going to find that that child, if they're a pious child, if they are a righteous child, if they are conscious and mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they would want to show mercy to their parents in their lifetime and after their death. So they will make dua. But ya Allah, how a mayit would want the whole world to make dua for him. Every believer to raise their hands and make dua for him. And beseech Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive him. And beseech Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make his qabr a garden of the gardens of Jannah. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bathe him in snow and hail and water. And purify him of all sins, like that libas, like that clothing that is purified with clean and pure water. So Jumaat al-Muslimin, yashfiq. Allahumma rabban nas, adhib al-ba's, ishfi anta shafi, la shifa illa shifa'uk, shifa'an la yugadiru saqama. Nas'alu Allah al-Azim, Rabb al-Arsh al-Kareem. The Prophet used to recite 7 times, Nas'alu Allah al-Azim, Rabb al-Arsh al-Kareem, ayashfiya. And he put his hand on the person. 7 times. These are some of the du'as when they are sick. لَقِّنُوا مَوْتَاكُمْ بِلَا إِلَّهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. And when death presents itself to them, the Prophet said, make la ilaha illallah. لَقِّنُوا مَوْتَاكُمْ بِلَا إِلَّهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. And make du'a. Should be making du'a for them. And when the person passes away, we make du'a right there, no problem. And when we take the mayit to the house and the person is being given the ghusl by the ghasil, by the person who washes the mayit, can we make dua? Of course you can make dua. Want to make dua silently in your heart with your hands down? Do so. Silently in your heart with your hands raised up? Do so. Loudly by yourself, loudly with a group, show me anywhere in the Quran and the Sunnah that prohibits making a dua in any of these awsaf, in any of these ways that I have described to you now. Show me, give me a dalil from the Quran and the Sunnah that prohibits. Don't tell me out of your own ijtihad, because wallahi, when you read on this mas'ala, there are so many different opinions. Firstly, if you look between the 4 schools of thought, the Malikiyya and the Shafi'iyya and the Ahnaf and the Hanabila, you will see different scholars, even in the Madahib themselves, contemporary Hanabila, classical Hanabila, you will see they differed about these issues. And you know what is so beautiful when you read about fiqh? You will see that the ulama had adab. They had etiquette. They would say, قَوْلُنَا صَوَابٌ يَحْتَمِلُ الْخَطَأ وَقَوْلُهُمْ خَطَأٌ يَحْتَمِلُ الصَّوَابُ. That what we are saying is right, but it could be wrong. And what they are saying is wrong, but it could be right. Because that's all ijtihad. وَالْمُجْتَهِدُ إِذَا أَصَابَ فَلَهُ أَجَرَانَ. And the mujtahid? That one who has got the knowledge of the Quran and the Sunnah of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in every aspect thereof. And they extract, they make istimbat. Using all that knowledge that they have, they make istimbat from the Quran and the Sunnah of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If they are correct, they get two rewards. And if they are incorrect, they get one reward. In other words, their opinion is still considered. If it is based on ilm, if it is based on knowledge. So Jumatul Muslimin, I must be very honest with you. I was very perturbed what happened in this masjid last Friday. Very perturbed. That somebody came to me, and I respected the request because I thought it was from the family. In fact, it wasn't a request, it was more like a prohibition from another area. And that this was not the request of the family whom the deceased actually lived with. Now I ask you, what sunnah is in that? What sunnah is in that? That you come to impose the school of thought that you're inclined to, which I respect. I respect that school of thought. But don't impose it on the rest of us. Anybody brings a janazah to this masjid, then we as the jama'ah, we don't know whose dua is going to be accepted. Whether it is before the salah, whether it is during the salah, whether it is after the salah, whether it is by the maqbara. Imagine the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua for the munafiq. For the munafiq. Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul. Yes, Allah prohibited him afterwards. لا تصلي على أحد مات منهم أبدا ولا تقوم على قبري. Don't pray on any of them that have died. And don't stand by his grave. إن تستغفر لهم أم لم تستغفر لهم لن يغفر الله إن تستغفر لهم 70 مرة. And the Prophet actually incorrectly thought that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was giving him rukhsa. That if you pray for them or if you seek forgiveness for them 70 times, Allah will not forgive them. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam thought that this was a rukhsa. That this was an allowance for him, that if he prayed more than 70 times, Allah might just forgive them. And that was a munafiq. What about for our believers? Yes, we know, we can't pray for the munafiqeen. There, it's in the Quran, the verse has been revealed, the context of the verse is known, khalas. What I'm saying is that for our ahya, there is no prohibition in us making dua for them. Like I said before, during, after, there is no prohibition in the Quran or the Sunnah of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if you're inclined to a certain position, then we respect you for that. But don't impose it on the rest of us, Jamaatul Muslimin. Don't impose. Wallahi, we are in the time of fitna. There, Dr. Muhammad Mursi, who was democratically elected, the first democratically elected, we can debate and discuss about the validity of democracy or hypocrisy or whatever it might be. But the bottom line is that it was an attempt to bring Islam back to a nation that had been living under al-dhulm wal-jawr, under oppression and suppression for many years. And the effort was made and elections were held and the party in question won the election and Dr. Muhammad Mursi became its president. Jamaatul Muslimin, very sadly, when you look at what happened, it was a setup. And they set him up to fail. The deep state that controls everything in that country. And very sadly, the 25th of January 2011 was when the revolution began. On the 30th of June 2013, there was a military coup and Dr. Muhammad Mursi, rahimahullah ta'ala rahmatan wasiya, he was ousted as the president and he was imprisoned for 6 years without proper medical care. He only saw his family twice. And I think he had the access to a lawyer for 10 minutes in 6 years. And we know that in the week, whilst standing in a court proceeding in one of the courts in Egypt, he fainted and he subsequently passed away. These are the times that we are living in, Jamaat al-Muslimin. أصبح الحق باطلا والباطل حقا. Truth has become falsehood and falsehood has become truth. But why is the voice of falsehood being raised? You know why? It is said, لن يرفع صوت الباطل إلا إذا غفل أهل الحق. The voice of falsehood will never be raised unless the people of truth go to sleep. That's why the voice of falsehood is being raised. And how are we sleeping? By fighting over trivial issues. By worrying about ashya'un tafiha. Completely trivial issues that have no consideration for the danger and the difficulty of the time that we are living in. So inshallah ta'ala, after Salat al-Jumu'ah today, we're going to have Salat al-Janazah al-Ghaib for Dr. Muhammad Mursi. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept him as a shaheed. And that all that pain and suffering and difficulty that he went through, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala use it as a means of purifying him of all sins and shortcomings. You must know that when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam visited Ummu Sa'ib, and he asked her, how is she? And she said, La barakallahu fil humma. She said, may Allah not bless the fever. So the Prophet said to La tasubbil humma, fa innaha tanfi dhunuba kama tanfi an-naru khabath al-hadid. He said to her, don't curse the fever, because the fever does away with somebody's sins, purifies a person of sin, just like the fire purifies the metal of its impurities. And that fire of imprisonment, that fire of the sickness, he's diabetic. Rahimullah ta'ala. All that pain and that suffering that he went through, we ask that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cause him to meet his creator, Jalla fi'ula, like the day when his mother gave birth to him. So inshallah, we will proceed with that Salat al-Janazah al-Ghaib. Let us inshallah, what do we have left? What do we have left but dua? Dua for our ahya, for us as living beings, and dua for our amwat. Because remember, they have just gone ahead. We are going to be following behind. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cause us to continue to make dua. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our duas. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relieve the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the difficulty and the darkness that we find ourselves in. Ameen, ameen, ya rabbal alameen. Wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Request for dua. Yes, we will make dua. We will make dua for brother Buta Amin Abrams. Is he here? Somebody, oh, he's not here. Because it says he's sitting at the back. I thought presently sitting. No. So I believe he's very ill. We ask that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him shifa min kulli da. Wa jazakum Allah khairan. And then there's also a letter from Sanzaf. Alhamdulillah, through your generosity and support and the collection of 76,000 rands towards fitra, fidya, zakah, and sadaqah. This was collected during the month of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward abundantly all those who have spent in the path of Allah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح
الحمد لله رب العالمين يا رب يا ربي يا ستار العيوب استر عيوبنا يا ربي يا غفار الذنوب اغفر ذنوبنا يا ربي يا مفرج الكروب فرج كروبنا يا ربي يا علام الغيوب قنا شر ما أهمنا وغمنا ارزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك يا عليما بخلقك يا خبيرا بخلقك يا لطيفا بخلقك ألتف بنا بما جرت به المقادير إنك على كل شيء قدير وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله لا تظلمن إذا ما كنت مقتدرا فالظلم ترجع قباه إلى الندم تنام عيناك والمظلوم منتبه يدعو عليك وعين الله لم تنم وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدا رسول الله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله عظمت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله صل عليك الله يا علم الهدى ما هبت النسائم وما ناحت على الأيك الحمائم أما بعد فيا حماة الإسلام وحراس العقيدة إلى أين يا سارة الكرام؟ اسمعوا معي إلى ما قاله مولانا تبارك اسمه في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وقال ربكم ادعوني أستجب لكم إن الذين يستكبرون عن عبادتي سيدخلون جهنم داخرين وقال تعالى وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب أجيب الدعوة الداعي إذا دعان صدق فيا أخوة الأفاضل في هذه الأيام نحن في أمس الحاجة أن نتضرع وأن ندعو ربنا عز وجل أن يخفف عنا ويسهل أمورنا لأننا أصبحنا في فتن الفتنة قد انتشرت في مشارق الأرض ومغاربها فنسأل الله تعالى أن يحفظنا من هذه الفتنة ويكفر عنا سيئاتنا يا ربنا يا رب العالمين وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو يحدث عبد الله بن عباس قال يا غلام أعلمك كلمات احفظ الله يحفظك احفظ الله تجد تجاهك وإذا سألت فاسأل الله وإذا استعنت فاستعن بالله أعود بكم من هناك من مدرسة الدعاء إلى هنا وما أدراك ما هنا هنا مدرسة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول فيها الحبيب المصطفى البر لا يبلى والذنب لا ينسى والديان لا يموت اعمل ما شئت كما تدين تدان ويقول أيضا كل ابن آدم خطاء وخير الخطائين التوابون الحمد لله رب العالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله
خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد، فيا أيها المسلمون، فيا أيها المسلمون، أوصيكم ونفسي المذنبة أولا بتقوى الله تعالى وطاعته، فقد قال الله تعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: اتق الله حيثما كنت، وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها، وخالق الناس بخلق حسن، واكثروا عباد الله من الصلاة والسلام على سيدي وحبيبي ونور قلبي محمد، طب القلوب ودوائها، وعافية الأبدان وشفائها، ونور الأبصار وضيائها. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبو بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي، وعن الحسن والحسين وأهل بدر والحنين، وعن سائر أهله الطيبين الطاهرين، وعن سائر لصحابته أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، وأعلي بفضلك كلمتي الحق والدين. اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين وفي غزة خاصة يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصر إخواننا في الشام وفي اليمن وفي مصر وفي ليبيا وفي بورما وفي كل مكان. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين، اللهم انصرهم وثبت أقدامهم يا رب العالمين. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. قوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله، وأقم الصلاة.
قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة، الله أكبر الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله،
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. استو اعتدلوا، تراصوا، سدوا الخلل، سووا صفوفكم، فإن تسوية الصف من تمام الصلاة. heels in line, shoulder touching shoulder, close all the gaps. And please make sure that all cell phones are on silent or switched off.
Allahu Akbar. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى، بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى، إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى، صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألهاكم التكاثر حتى زرتم المقابر، كلا سوف تعلمون ثم كلا سوف تعلمون، كلا لو تعلمون علم اليقين لترون الجحيم، ثم لترونها عين اليقين، ثم لتسألن يومئذ عن النعيم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. نستغفر الله العظيم، نستغفر الله العظيم، نستغفر الله العظيم التواب الرحيم الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم، ونتوب إليه ونسأله التوبة والمغفرة إنه هو التواب الرحيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام، تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. سمعنا وأطعنا، غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. اللهم اشف مرضانا، اللهم اشف مرضانا، اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين. اللهم اغفر لي أخينا محمد مرسي، اللهم اغفر له وارحمه وسكنه في الجنة، وتجاوز عن سيئاته، واحشره مع نبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين، وحسن أولئك رفيقا. ذلك الفضل من الله، وكفى بالله عليما. اللهم إن كان محسنا فزد في إحساني، وإن كان مسيئا فتجاوز عن سيئاتي. اللهم اغفر له وارحمه وعافي واعف عنه، وأكرم نزله واسع مدخله، وغسله بالماء والثلج والبرد، واجعله يا الله من الذين يقال لهم يوم القيامة: يا أيتها النفس المطمئنة ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية، فادخلي في عبادي وادخلي جنتي. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.
الصلاة على هذا الميت الغائب. الصلاة رحمكم الله. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
اللهم لا تحرمنا أجره ولا تفتنا بعده واغفر لنا وله برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم اغفر له وارحمه وروحه في الجنة. اللهم اغفر له وارحمه وأسكنه في الجنة. اللهم اغفر له وارحمه وأدخله الجنة. اللهم تجاوز عن سيئاته واحشره مع نبيين وصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا. ذلك الفضل من الله وكفى بالله عليما. اللهم اجعل قبره روضة من رياض الجنان، ولا تجعل قبره حفرة من حفر نيران. اللهم اغفر له وارحمه وعافي واعف عنه وأكرم نزله واسع مدخله وغسله بالماء والثلج والبرد، ونقه من الذنوب والخطايا كما ينقى الثوب الأبيض من الدنس. وأبدله يا الله دار الخير من داري، وأهل الخير من أهلي، وعذ من عذاب القبر، وعذ من عذاب النار. اللهم افتح أبواب السماء لروحي. اللهم افتح أبواب السماء لروحي. اللهم افتح أبواب السماء لروحي. اللهم اجعله يا الله من الذين يقال لهم يوم القيامة: يا أيتها النفس المطمئنة ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية، فادخلي في عبادي وادخلي جنتي. اللهم اجعله يا الله من شهدائنا. اللهم تقبله يا الله شهيدا عندك يا رب العالمين. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.